sometimes you are going to feel bad. Doesn't matter. You don't have to like choosing right action. Just do it. You know, we have this crazy perception that if we're not feeling good all the time, we're failing. It's not true. If you align to right action, even when you feel impatient, tired, frustrated, angry, afraid, when you just do it anyway, that's one way to align the emotional body. If you take right physical action over and over and over, your emotional body will get on board. It's just true. So there are times you don't feel like, you know, if you're in a business of service, which a lot of us are in this room, there are sometimes you just don't feel like being compassionate, understanding, awesome, professional, and great. Doesn't matter. You just do it. Right? And if you're a parent or a pet owner or you have siblings or parents or children, there are times you don't feel patient. You know, when I had little kids, it was like, wow, I totally get how people abuse children. Totally get it. It's like, I could see how you could go that far. That would be really easy. And yet you don't do it. The problem isn't in the feeling of it. It's the problem in the believing that you're getting something wrong because you feel it. Do you get that? Do you follow me? So sometimes you're not going to feel good. It doesn't matter. You just align the best you can, and then you keep reaching for it, and it will come. How do you develop patience? By being impatient and slowing down anyway. How do you develop courage? By being scared to death and showing up anyway. How do you develop forgiveness? By hating somebody and being nice to them. You don't get to skip the part where you feel uncomfortable and you do the right action. How do you expand? You know, if you're playing with financial abundance, oh, believe me, you're going to have money pour out. And when you learn to be okay with it pouring out, you actually develop your ability to be okay with it pouring in. Isn't that bizarre? And how do you get to be okay with great health? Well, first you feel really crummy exercising and eating right. Right? Nobody feels good when they start exercising. Nobody. And even when you stay with it, there are days you don't want to do it. Isn't that funny? To feel good and healthy, you got to feel really bad. It's like that with everything. The glitch that people get stuck in is thinking they're doing something wrong if they don't feel good all the time. It's not true. Let go of that. But consistently act in the way you would still act if you felt good, and you're going to end up feeling good more often than not. Okay, so even when I felt just deluged with feelings of inadequacy and doubt, I would still show up powerfully. You know, and you have this little red alert off going in there, oh, you're a big fake now. You say, well, yeah, I am. I'm faking it. Today I'm faking it that I know what I'm doing. And you just, you know, but eventually you totally align with that. So what will happen for most of you is you'll be going along, you'll be making this great progress, and you'll be really impressed with yourself. And then fear says, whoa, 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 you're going way too far. Let me pull you back. Okay? And it will show up in lower frequency, cravings, anger, negative thoughts, chaos around you. That's when you just keep choosing as best right action as you can without the guilt, without the shame, without the self-criticism. Because the bottom line is, if you can love yourself well, through the ups and the downs, the negative and the positive, you're going to have a lot better experience.